we pointed out, there is a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. According to the Yerushalmi, that the two psukim Yom Truah and Zikron Truah, Yom Truah is referring to Rosh Hashanah during the week, Zikron Truah Rosh Hashanah when falls on Shabbos, hence there is no shofar, Minat Torah on Shabbos. According to the Bavli, Minat Torah, they both apply. It's just a Gzeira Derabba. So the Gemara never explained, so why do we need both psukim according to the Bavli? Why do I need Yom Truah and Zikron Truah? If they both apply equally to Shabbos and Yontif, so what do I need the two psukim? So if Soloveitchik explained that shofar is the uniqueness of the mitzvah of shofar, that the Rambam, that he points out an apparent contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam writes regarding mitzvah strichas kavanah, whether it's a machlokas in the Gemara and the Talmud, whether mitzvah strichas kavanah or not, whether mitzvahs require intent or not. So, from some Gemaras, some opinions say yes, and some say no. Let me just point out, of course, it's a post facto machlokas. Everyone agrees you should have kavanah before you do it. But post facto, I did the mitzvah without the requisite kavanah, do I have to redo it again? So it seems to be a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam, when it comes to Hilchos Chametz Matzah, writes, Kofa v'ochol matzah yotze, that if you eat the matzah without the requisite kavanah, yotze. And by Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam writes, you need kavanah. Everyone needs kavanah, the one blowing, the one listening. So how do we reconcile the two? So Rav Soloveitchik really answered, really the bottom line is the Rambam paskins mitzvahs ain't strichas kavanah. Mitzvahs do not require kavanah. If mitzvahs don't require kavanah, so how come shofar is different? So the Rambam writes, because shofar is a din in tefillah. We know the Rambam writes, called tefillah below kavanah ain't no tefillah. And what is tekiyah shofar? The Rav explained many others, Fasemes, that tefillah, that shofar is a tefillah without words. It's an inarticulate cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a whole discussion among Hasidim. What's the ultimate in Zmiras? Is this the Nigun, the singing and Nigun without words? Some say it's the highest level, because who could express ourselves in words? The Nigun is pure from the heart. So the tefillah as well, it's for those who can't daven, it's an inarticulate cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're screaming out help in the purest sense. So since shofar is a din in tefillah, so therefore that's why shofar is sweet. Really, the Rambam paskins mitzvahs do not require intent. The fact, he says, in the kavanah shows that shofar is different. It's mitzvah srichas kavanah. And in fact, that's why we find a shofar has to be kafuf. The ram is kafuf, like a person when they daven. They have to be like the Gemara tells us in Brachas in the fifth parak. You have to humble yourself when you daven. And the shofar also is kafuf. So we see a link between shofar and tefillah. And as well, what is the biggest raya is where do we blow the shofar? By the tilas lulav, you shake it during the hallel. Some go in the sukkah and do it, but how come we're not shaking lulav in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei? Of course we shouldn't. The question is, why are we blowing shofar? According to some Hasidim, and there's an old minig of the Aruch, that they even blew tekiyos in the silent Shmoneh Esrei. Everyone agrees you do it in the Chazaras Hashatz. Why in the world am I blowing shofar in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei? It's a geographical problem. Araya, the Rav pointed out, we see that the fact that you blow shofar in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei shows that shofar is a din of tefillah. So it's a din of tefillah. We do it in the Shmoneh Esrei. It's kafuf. The Rambam usually paskins to mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah. Here we see right shofar you need kavanah. As well, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that talks about tall shofars ksheris chutz mishel parah. That all the all the animals are good, except for a parasite. So number one, that's a discussion. Does it mean all kosher animals, not non-kosher animals? And then the Rambam actually writes as a chiddush that it has to be from a kevesh. If it's not from a ram, it's not kosher animal. But we don't paskin that way. We paskin an ant or others are still good. It's just, but we paskin l'chadchila, one has to have but which is no good, it's clear it's a shofesh opara. It's a discussion, the Gemara, why is a shofesh opara no good? Some say because it's called the keren, not a shofar. Others say it's a shofar achas, v'nat shtayim ashrosha. But the reason we're going with this is because ein kategor nasa sanegor, that the prosecutor and the defense can't be on the same team. They're going against one another. It's a conflict of interest. You can't have the same lawyer representing both. So therefore, the sin is, we want atonement for the sin of the golden calf. So how could I use a para to get the atonement? So therefore, ain't kategor, and therefore we say you don't use the shofar shofara. Just like we say on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol can't wear gold. Aye, so the Gemara says, that's true, but when he's outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he does. He only wears the white inside. So we're not blowing shofar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so why should we care about... The Gemara seems to say, Ein kategor nasa sanegor is limited to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So why am I worried when we blow shofar in New York, L.A., Toronto, Hamilton, Israel? I'm not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gemara says, Kaven... the Gemara has a cryptic question of that it's coming with Zikron. The Gemara seems to say that anytime you blow a shofar, it's like a nim dummy. I mean, you blow. What do you mean? Like we find like the Gemara in Brachas, the fifth parak, you have to face Yerushalayim, face the Beis Hamikdash. So that's what we're saying here. That anytime you blow a shofar, wherever you are, we have the status of, like, we're right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So again, another raya, that shofar has a din of tefillah. Normally it just applies in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But you blow shofar anywhere. When we're davening, we're always considered kulif nim dami. And as well, there's the famous Baal Hamor, which is a machokas rishonim. But the Gemara says, originally we only blew shofar once. I'll say the habrachas and Malchios, Chofros, and Zichronos. And later on, the Gemara says, we do Tekiyas to Meyushav, Tekiyas to Me'uman, in order to whatever confuse the Satan. So according to most Rishonim, Tekiyas to Meyushav meant that Tekiyas we blow before Musaf, we're sitting down, whether we are sitting down or not, but in theory, it's a part of Davin where you could sit. And the key is the movement is during the davening, during Musaf Rosh Hashanah, where people stood, let's say. But whatever the technicalities, that's what it refers to. The Baal Hamor, as a chiddush, he says, no. That the Kiyas, the Meyushav were the first ones. The first time we blew shofar was during either, we'll call it the Chazaras Hashat, or if his meaning was the silent. And then the key is the movement when people were running out at the end. So the Baal Hamor Shita is, so according to most Rishonim, Din HaGemara, we already had the Tekiyas before, but according to the Baal Hamor, those were added much later on. After the Gaonim added all these extra piyutim, it took so long, so they had to institute Tekiyas before everyone left. So what's the point? But the point being, so the Baal Hamor says, so that's what we don't find in the Gemara, the Nusach HaBracha. And it's back to Tzomachokas, Rishonim, Rambam, Rami Notam, whether we make the bracha on Shmiya, on Tekiya. How could you have a machokas to see what they did before? The answer is, according to the Baal Hamor, there was no bracha. It was al Seda HaBrachas, the Shmona Esrei served as his Birkas HaMitzvah. So he says, so the Rav says, what a beautiful proof that we see. If the Shmona Esrei served as the Birkas HaMitzvah for Shofar, clearly that Shofar is a din in tefillah. The whole Shmona Esrei, the whole Musaf Rosh Hashanah davening is tefillah, and that's the Birkas HaMitzvah. So another link between shofar and tefillah. As well, there's another Gemara they talk about that seems to be a kasha on, because Rashi seems to write Zichron, that when it says Zichron Trua, so he seems to learn Min HaTorah, it's reciting the Shofi, the Malchios, Shofros, and Zichronos. By reciting them, it's a Din D'Oraisa, Rashi seems to say. However, that seems to go against the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that, let's say you're in a town which has nothing, and you could go to two different, I guess the issue would be if you're in the town that had one of them, but let's assume you're in a town that has nothing, and you could either, and a town to the, you only could go to one. The town to the left has a shofar, maybe even a suffix shofar, and the other one has magzorim, so I could definitely daven. The shaila is, which one should I do? So the Gemara says, pshita. You go to the town with the shofar, even the suffix mitzvah, because pshita, hadaraisa hadraban, and shofar is a mitzvah in our Torah. The saying of zichronos, malchias, and shofar is only drabanan, so it's obvious. So the shaila is, what about Rashi? He says the daraisa, so Rav Soloveitchik want, and others, the Trua, others want to reconcile that they're really saying the psukim by themselves is only a drabanan. But saying the zichronos, shofros, malchios, shofros, and zichronos, saying them in the context of the shofar, so the shofar raises it to a daraisa. The shofar, inarticulate cry to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, raises the level of our tefillah to a daraisa. So we see many riots from the Rav Soloveitchik, that shofar is an inarticulate cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a din of tefillah. So with this, he answers Akasha. The question is, what do we need two psukim according to the Bavli? According to the Bavli, if they refer to Ben Bishab, it's Ben Macho, but the answer is, Yom Trua is the Maisa mitzvah. So usually the Maisa and Kiyam go together. Like we usually, you shake the lulav if you eat the matzah. When it comes to davening, the Maisa mitzvah is reading from the Magzer, but you need the zikron true. It's not enough just to read the words. It has to have an impact on you. As the Rambam writes, even though Tekiya Shov is exeris akasavu, but still, it's to wake us up from a deep slumber. To hear shofar and leave like nothing happened, you're the same person before, you're not really hearing the shofar. So what the Bavli is telling us, Yom Trua, like every other mitzvah, is a maisa mitzvah. But shofar is different, is it's not enough just to hear it, it's not enough to physically hear it, but it has to be a zikron, it has to make an imprint on you, you have to remember it, that once you wake up from the deep slumber and do tshuva, and that's the yisod here, that it's a din in tefillah, and it's not enough just that you blow the shofar, but you have to have an impact on you, and as well, this year as well, that we're not going to be blowing shofar on Shabbos, so that's what the Gemara tells us in Megillah. The Maisa with Hashem, God, and Avram Avinu, that in Eschus Karbanos, I'll give you Eretz Yisrael. So Avram didn't fall for it. He says, what about when we don't have Karbanos? There's no Beis HaMikdash. How are we going to keep it? So he says, Amiretz HaKarbanos, saying the Karbanos. That's why the biggest Zionists are the ones who say Karbanos every morning. But putting that aside, and it's not just a local din here, we have a general rule in the poskim that anytime you can't do a mitzvah the way it's ideally should be done, so if you learn about it, so if you learn about Hilchas Karbanos, so you learn about Hilchas Shofar, Hilchas Tshuva, so it's every Rosh Hashanah we should be doing that, but especially on a year we're not going to blow Shofar, that if we learn Hilchas Shofar, it's Ma'al Elav HaKasuv, the Torah will give us credit for blowing shofar. In fact, that's how some have a language, the Kedushas HaLevi. That's Ki'ilu Taka. In fact, that's the highest level. That every year, human intervention. So it's good, but it's not the same. The highest level of shofar is when God blows the shofar, so to speak. Tiku on a day when it falls out on Shabbos, and we don't blow shofar, the shofar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the purest. And that's why there's the whole discussion, the poskim about chazaka b'mitzvahs, whether the one who, if you have two different people blowing shofar, and so on the first day and second, who gets kadima? There's a whole debate whether the guy who gets the first stage, now he's not doing it, so should he go first? Or do I say, no, what do you mean? We did blow show for the first day. It's Ki'ilu Taka, it was the highest level, and therefore there's no need for him to ruin it with a blow. But however, we're going to learn Pshat, whatever the meaning is, by Chazaka B'mitzvot, that's the Yisod. It's not enough on Rosh Hashanah to be a Yom Trua, but it has to be a Zikron Trua. It has to be something we internalize and take with us even after we hear the physical shofar blowing.